Anybody who's been reading my weblog for the last couple of years will know that many of the entries are indebted to some of the things that I've got access to at the office, be it the books, the dusty old magazines, and quite often the dusty old anecdotes and wisdom from my colleagues. And podcast number two is going to be no exception. So it seems quite fitting that we start with a quote from a 1969 architecture review covering the recent progress and development in the city of Birmingham.
Cotton, Ballard and Blow have been entrusted with one of the few British Rail airspace projects over New Street Station to go beyond the drawing board. Its scale is impressive and its conception straightforward. The details remain to be experienced. Okay, well, I'm experiencing the details right now. Architecture Week podcast episode 2. Now, you've either come to the city in your car, or maybe you've been more sustainable and you've caught the train. And at the moment, you're coming through the shopping centre that sits above the station. And we're literally going to hit the ground running with this podcast and head back to the office so you can visit us on Friday. So you've got a choice. You can either walk with me with your headphones or sit at your desk with Google Earth. And if you sat with Google Earth, then I'm going to pass out of the doors to the head of the ramp. I've just hit the beginning of the line on the plan that you can follow with Google Earth and pick up some pictures as we go. So we're coming out of the New Street Station, out of the big shopping centre over the top by Cotton, Ballard and Blow in the 60s. Will Allsop, up until fairly recently, has sketched designs for a replacement that go over this this station. But so we're coming down the ramp. We're going to take a look at some buildings on the way. A couple of notes out of the recently published Hevesley Guide from Andy Foster to Birmingham. And this will take you on a route to the office over for Axis Design to visit us on Friday. We're going to take a lift and cross over the road. And in front of us, the first thing you'll see is the information centre, glass and stainless steel structure by Birmingham City Urban Design Department. In a sense, I think it needed a bit more streamlining, some more pedestrian aerodynamics to let people slip past it as it sits in the centre of the street here. But the one thing that strikes me as we walk past it and carry on up the street is that it reminds me of the problems that you always get with high-tech architecture and cleaning. Okay. So we're heading up New Street. We're going to spend about 20 minutes walking. By now, you'd probably be just passing Tesco Metro. This is a project that's all about the glass as well. The early renders on this one showed a lively facade with lots of activity going on through the glazing that interacted with the street. But of course, the lesson here, as you walk past it and you see it obliquely, is that actually all you end up seeing is reflection. And in the end, the sheet of glass could be just as opaque as a brick wall. So, at the end of that is Temple Street. We're going to carry on past Temple Street and carry on down New Street just a few more metres. On the left coming up is Piccadilly Arcade, and we're going to take a quick look in there before we head up the hill. So this is one of the areas that the Pevesley Guide has proved invaluable for this week. Something I've just learned is that this used to be a cinema. One of the things I hadn't understood is the relationship with the levels between the two streets. Now, if you walk just into the centre, first of all, check out the ceiling, part of a project of refurb work done some years ago. And then midway down, you'll see it slopes down to the street below. At the end there is a coffee shop, which you could be fooled into thinking is an independent coffee shop, because it has no logos, but when you hit the desk, you'll spot all the Costa coffee cups and logos, and you'll realise you've been fooled. Now, the level change in Paradise Walk replicates the seats of the cinema, the incline of the seats. So just here would have been, midway down would have been the back of the cinema, and down at the end there where the coffee shop is would have been the screen. So we're going to turn on our heel and come back out towards New Street. As enticing as the coffee shop is, I've got to get back to the office. Now, as we come out of the arcade again, we're going to look over to the left and we're going to head up Bennett's Hill. So cross over the street, negotiate a car, and on the corner here is another project by the same guys who did the new street station we just stepped out of. Again, the Pevsner guy tells me, excuse me, I'm across the road. The Pevsner guy tells me that it was originally a little bit more straightforward, but encouragement from Manzoni meant more life on the facade and resulted in these little avenues. It's weathering very well. Alright, so we're heading up Bennett's Hill. I should point out that I'm not pausing much. We haven't got a lot of time. I've got things to do before you come and visit tomorrow. So feel free to press pause yourself and hang around in places. But I'm going to carry on walking to Bennett's Hill so that we can get to Cornwall Road. Now, Bennett's Hill, I believe, was once the street where Edward Burne-Jones would live. And if you want to see some of his work, you could always trip out to the Barbican Centre at Burne University. Or alternatively, take a right down Waterloo Street, which is where I'm getting to right now, that crosses Bennett's Hill. And if you look down Waterloo Street, you'll see the cathedral. And in there is some stained glass by Burne-Jones. So feel free to pause in there. Just crossing over Waterloo Street. So as we come up to Cornwall Road, we're going to take a left. Or at least you're going to take a left. Because I've got a meeting to go to in the housing department to discuss secure by design. Google for it if you're sat at your desk. So in the meantime, you're going to go left and head down Cornwall Road. But as we round the corner, we're just reaching the top of Bennett's Hill. Just pause to take in the Westminster Bank on the corner. So as you look to your left, stretching up to the sky, a big concrete beast by the John Maiden Design Group. Now, the architecture review document that I just quoted from earlier on, discussing the Cotton Bad Island Blow station, also carries a series of drawings and statements about the projects on the drawing boards in the 60s, and this is one of them. When you get to the office, I'll show you the magazine, because interestingly, there was an original proposal which was perhaps slightly less brutal, with a little bit more brick and a different system of facade. The plan seems to be the same, but there must have been a change just before planning. Now, Tony, who I work with, who you can meet when you come to the office, used to work for the John Maiden Design Group, and a lot of the brickwork details and stuff are probably born of some of the projects that he was working on just before he moved on. So you can ask Tony all about the John Maiden Design Group. Now, you're going to head left. I've got to go to a meeting down Newell Street. I'll meet you back at the end of Cornwall Road, Victoria Square. As you go, look out for Hudson's Coffee Shop. Stop for a cup of tea if you like. And at the back there, you'll find a bookcrossing.com site, so you can pick up a free book if you wish. Alternatively, if you've got a Starbucks habit, there's a Starbucks across the road. Okay, I'm off to a meeting. I'll see you in a minute.
Okay, so whilst I'm in my meeting, head down Cornwall Road. When you get to the end, take a right down Eden Place, and I'll meet you where Eden Place meets Margaret Street. In the meantime, for the intermission, here's something I published some time ago, but I think it's worthy of publishing again here on the podcast. This is my boss, Mike, talking about the time he and a colleague interviewed Mrs. Reitbelt Schroeder in the infamous Schroeder house.
We were there in the famous corner window. I mean, Russell doesn't ask about it. He's playing around with the window. And we're looking down the garden, and there's a group of about 25 students standing there looking lost. Like, you know, we've come to this fucking house, and what are we going to do? And Russell say, just you stay there. We're never going to interview you. This is history. And Mrs. Schroeder was fascinating. I mean, just like live history, pouring out of her. I mean, just talking about Rotterdam, she's talking about Corbusier, Nice, like all one day, because Rietveld and she, question mark, but being an item. But one day she said, I'm looking out the garden and
Corbusier is walking up the garden path, thinking, this, what? Yes, he's come to see Gerrit about the glass, plate glass. Good quality plate glass was a big issue for domestic architecture in the 20s. In fact, so much so that Frank Lloyd Wright, some of his glass, came from departmental stores that were being demolished, mm-hmm. and they nicked the glass and reused it because it was high value. Well, we're going on with this, and Mrs. Sura is talking about the mobile walls and how where we got this, never quite liked it, and she thought it was a wonderfully practical thing. And she's demonstrating to us by getting up, you know, walking over and sliding the walls. Great. Very nice. And it was being the subject of a renovation, that was it. And then, well, at that stage in the interview where you think, well, you know, Russell's got everything he needs and got all the details he needs and we've taped everything, we're just about to get our coats and go, thank you very much. And Russell launches in with a $1 million question. did you make love? Just dive out the corner with it, like, bye. And she did that beautiful Dutch European thing of just dusting it off the table.
Laughing out.
Don't be silly, you amphibian creature.
Okay, so we've hit the end of Eden Place and we've come to Edmund Street. Now we're going to take a left towards the civic centre. But if you want to pause here, you can do, because just down Margaret Street, which is just in front of you and to your left, on the right-hand side is the Arabella Bookshop. So feel free to go in there and grab a book before you come over and say hello to Sue, who works behind the desk there. And tell her that Rob says hi. So, head on down there if you wish, but for the moment I'm going to carry on down Chamberlain Square. So, we've got the Water Hall on the left, Modern Art Gallery. On the right, as you walk up, the Museum and Art Gallery, the Gas Hall. And I think you can just about hear, it's part of the celebrations for the work being shown about Chicago this week. We've got some music coming up, so I'm just about coming up to Civic Centre Square now, in front of the library. You've just seen the Westminster Bank, and the Civic Centre is a project with them as well, the Central Library, a building that has always been to me not too dissimilar to All World's Ministry of Truth. Upside down, I'll give you that, but you know, it seemed a form that brought that piece of fiction most of mine. Now, it's the centre of debate right now, because sadly, it's not performing as a library anymore, so the city's looking for another location, and there's been some controversy over split sites and taking out the city and things. But either way, it would seem that the thing is destined for demolition. So if that grieves you as much as it does me, then get in touch with the 20th Century Society, who I believe are trying to keep the thing in place. The irony, of course, being that the uproar 30 years ago of the proposal for this was to replace a large Victorian terracotta building. It was equally well missed, and here we are again 30 years later doing the same thing. So I'm at the corner of the square, and we're going to take a right down Congreve Passage, so we can head over to the right side of town. Over to the left before you turn right, you'll see the town hall. Well, or at least you'll see the scaffolding for the town hall, covered for years now on a major renovation project. If you want to see what that looks like, again, we can fish out the copy of the Architecture Review that's got some of the original drawings in. So we'll take a right down Congreve Passage. So on the left is Central Library. One of my favourite details being the way the curtain wall glazing and the modern brutal piece on the left reflects the older building on the right. Space at the rear, it's actually known as Paradise Circus, although it doesn't feel that way anymore thanks to so little maintenance. Again, you can see if you're at your desktop by clicking on the sketch of the original proposal from the Architecture Review. And towards the end here, we're going to pass under where the two buildings meet, where 60s concrete affair slams into the side of the older council building. Those wooden doors you're just passing on your right now are the entrance to the Qualities Office, which I did some work for a while ago, some furniture. At the end of Concrete Passage, we're going to take a right down Great Charles Street. Now, believe it or not, from New Street Station to here, you've just covered what you might call the centre of the city to the outside edge of the central business district. For years, these four lanes of traffic, the concrete cod, as it's come to be known, have been cited as being the biggest restriction to the city development. The goal of getting the cars out of the city, and the noble effort of pedestrianising some of the city centre and pushing all the traffic outside, is now, with hindsight, cited as being one of the problems for economic growth for the city. This pedestrian movement across the four lanes of traffic has just been non-existent. So the city's trying to address this now, and you'll find subways closed in, you'll find better pedestrian spaces, and over the last few years a focus on the different quarters outside of the city. So although Birmingham is cited as the nation's second largest city, that's largely thanks to the extensive conurbation on the outside edges, and the city centre itself is actually really small, and we can walk across it in 20 minutes. Now, I'm just passing Margaret Street again, so this is the other end of a street I mentioned to you before with the RBA bookshop. So if you didn't go in then, feel free to go in now, but I'm going to carry on to where New Old Street meets Great Charles Street, Queensway. So head on down to the traffic lights, and then we're going to take a left. As we go down Newell Street, we're on the final stretch, so I've probably said a little about what the proposals for the open practice day is going to be about. We're going to show a few projects. We've got a project that's proposed for a site in King's Heath, for some housing that is trying to strike the middle ground between the national debate about density in the city centre and key worker apartments, and numerous examples of tiny rabbit hutches being developed and delivered in a supposedly altruistic fashion by these developers to help with the housing need problem, against a project that we've been looking at to develop high density, modest scale housing in a suburban context, looking at the way everybody deserves the ability to afford something in a suburban environment as well as a city centre. Takes us to Newell Street and Lionel Street. That's it, Lionel Street. It's been quite a bit of time. Now if you take a right now, you'll see Meeting Tower stretching out above you. Recently repainted in the last few years with a lighting system now that I understand changes and glows different colours with the weather. So I'm going to cross over Lionel Street. 95 Newell Street on your right hand side there is a project by a refurb project by Brian Priest and Newman. Another firm of architects you could visit in the open practice day. Telephone house on the left. Alright, now I'm just getting to the end of Telephone House. And we're going to pass over the canal at this point. So if you look left, underneath this building by Turner Wolford Sharp, you'll see Birmingham's canal system stretching out ahead of you. Several blocks to negotiate. There's a map there on the left-hand side of the jewellery quarter you're welcome to stop and take a look at, but I'm going to carry on. Just past the map, past the canal, is the Science Museum. This whole section is coming down and a new development's been put in place. We bid for that competition, but didn't win, unfortunately. So you're welcome to ask us about it, and I can show you the images for the housing proposal and mixed use thing we had on there. So 24th and the 25th, so this weekend, open weekend, 11 to 5, remembering the future, it says on the sign here that I'm stood in front of. Last chance to visit the former Museum of Science and Engineering, first chance to view the Museum of Lost Heritage. Now that looks like actually a really interesting little trip. So maybe I'll see you there. Alright, we're going to pass on past the Science Museum. So other items that you can see when you come visit in a minute are the sketch designs for a single domestic residence, which is quite an interesting project where we can talk about how architects work and hand-drawn sketches and the importance of the diagram. We've got recent online consultation work we've done, just crossing over Charlotte Street, by the way, on the last stretch now. So if you're still at your desktop, you could search for blurtonvision.co.uk or normacotvision.co.uk and see the websites we've recently done as tools for community participation and community consultation, which was an interesting project. More successful than a lot of people imagined it would be in terms of usage and age ranges and the demographics that we're able to make use of the online system for the consultation. So you can take a look at those when you come and see us. And other projects that we could look at would be some of the more recent housing developments at Bramwood End and King's Heath that we're very proud of, which has the high density scheme we're talking about. Now, if you're on Google Earth right now, I'm heading to the corner of Newell Street and George Street. It's going to look a bit different on Google Earth because I'm stood by a construction site. You'll see a big car park. It's been a while since the satellite last came over. So when you're right there with the fins, there's a car park, which I believe used to be the school that Eleni Henry went to. Pub quiz question for you. So I'm at the corner of George Street, and we're going to take a left down George Street. Actually, I'm just going to stop for a sandwich and pickwick. Hold on a sec. I need some lunch.
Cheers.
Hi. I'll get this one of these pasties, I think. Thanks. And a latte. A latte, please, as well, yeah. Thanks. Coffee in hand. Back out of the shop and down George Street. So we're about here. As you come past the construction site on your left. Alright, I think that's good. Put my fingers on the cup. Right, at the end of the construction site, you're going to see a big orange wall on the left-hand side with some railings. That's our yard. You've made it. Ah, here comes Debbie from the office. Hang on a second, let's have a look over there. Boo.
Hello.
How you doing?
Right, I've got to print off a drawing in there and I've got it on your
really?
Machine, but I couldn't.
Right, I'll go and do it then.
Right. Do you want anything?
No, I'm sorted. See you back in the office now. Right, that was Debbie. Be sure to say hello when you come in the office. So, at the end of the orange wall, where it says Millennium 2000, take a left into the courtyard and we're here. So, that's brought us into the office. Knock on the buzzer and I'll see you soon. Just seen it on the corner, yeah. Yeah, you need a drawing, yeah?
I don't know what the
problem is. Alright, I'll sort it. That one on the screen, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in the office. You made it. Either at desk or on the street. Hope you've enjoyed that. Welcome to Axis Design and Open Practice Day.